This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Getting you set, folks, for your long weekend, the folks here in Canada, as we swing open the gateway to the weekend. But we want to remind you, wherever you're listening and around the world, awesome, thank you. Maybe you're checking us out via the TuneIn Radio app or Radio Player Canada app. Happy Canada Day to you if you're living abroad, a Canadian. And, of course, to you, anyone listening to the program. Maybe you're over at AMI.ca listening right from your computer and the live stream over there. Thank you for your time. It's Kelly and Company here weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern, and the repeat of the show at 5 p.m. Eastern. Ramya Muthan, Kelly McDonald, we are the hosts of the program, and it's now time for What in the World with Jeff Ryman.
The defendant's guilty verdict in a firearms case can't be automatically reversed just because the judge dozed off. The cries were that of a 40-year-old parrot named what? Rambo. Let me out. Some of it weird, some of it just crazy. This is What in the World on Kelly and Company.
Mind-boggling.
So on the second and fourth Thursday, I'm not going to read that. Forget it, folks, because this guy shows up
second,
all around.
Plus.
On the second and fourth plus days, sometime during any given month, and he's here by or weekly or whatever, whenever we need to fill a spot, Jeff Ryman joins us. He flips through quirky stories from around the globe. Now, that stays the same. He brings this stuff to us. We call it What in the World, as you just heard. Welcome back, Rhymes.
I'm just nodding my head. Yeah, I like that. You know, I can just sort of make those audibles, make you guys go through another What in the World, you know, add, subtract, whatever, multiply these all over the place on Kelly and Company. I love it.
Just shows up whenever, folks, right?
Just that unwanted guest, kind I guess, of. To some.
Yeah.
Some people might like it. Some people might be like, oh, yes, we need more of this. And I think that's the case. I think we need to make this a weekly segment, like maybe a daily segment.
But we'd move it all like around. People would go crazy. They'd sit there and say, well, when's he come out? If they like the segment, we'll move them all around. Jeff, we got to put somebody else to your slot. Get out of there. Oh, but look, I bring articles.
We should just have a whole show dedicated to What in the World. Okay. Like, just a whole show, once a week, just a What Jeffy. In the World Wednesday or something.
The thing is, I like that idea. It does have what a ring to it. Wednesday. But the thing is, we want to have people wanting more, right? So we have to be surprising. The element
in other
of surprise.
Words, have you less?
No. Have you sporadically.
Leave people wanting, Jeff. Leave people wanting.
Vito.
And once in a while, surprise them with a double up, right? Twice in one week. Let's let people kind of know that there's a little more to the segment if they're new to it than just us talking about it. What do you have for us?
Yeah, so I was able to find a couple of really good articles from Mirror.org. I believe it's from the UK, the Mirror. Really good stuff on their website. Found some funny things. So if you're wondering why there's sort of a British twist to this, it's because I got it off of a British website. But it's obviously really fun and topical no matter where you live in the world, okay? So one in four Brits describe themselves as true believers of extraterrestrial life, with one-third of those claiming they have actually spotted a UFO. A study of 2,000 adults found 37 say they've witnessed something, quote, out of the ordinary, although 35 put it down to an optical illusion. But not everyone has been so accepting, with 58% reporting their possible sightings to the police. So a lot of people who observe these UFOs or extraterrestrial activity, they have actually reported that to the police. And then after that, some more numbers to go through. Nearly a quarter, so 23%, describe themselves as true believers of you know, aliens, essentially, with 45% admitting they have believed in the existence of UFOs and aliens for as long as they can remember. So this research was commissioned by Beavertown Brewery Yeah, that sounds great. to celebrate World UFO Day this Saturday, July 2nd. So after Canada Day, you can celebrate World UFO Day on the Saturday. So just a really interesting observation, I guess, kind of small study of 2,000 people in the UK touching on extraterrestrial activity. I'm going to ask you guys, Kels, Rum. Rum, you can go first. Do you believe in aliens or UFOs or any of that type of stuff?
I'm being completely honest with you. I have no idea if I believe in it or not. I just like hearing about things on a more serious level, like where people have spotted things or where there's some research going on extraterrestrial existence, I guess. But really, like, I'm agnostic on this. Which is boring, but it's true. I have no clue.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. No one actually has a clue. We have things that may allow us to think.
But some people, genuinely are full-fledged believers.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Sure. Well, because in all fairness, we exist. So we would be ridiculous to think that there isn't other existence of life of some kind.
Life form,
or
yeah.
Maybe something we don't even understand that would exist as well.
Yeah. And you can also say life as being like microscopic life. Like there could be bacteria growing on Mars, and that's technically life outside of Earth.
Or what would be equivalent to what we consider life elsewhere in some form we have no concept of.
Yeah. And I think that's the cool thing, is that your mind can sort of wander into these realm of possibilities as to what's going on. And for myself personally, I think I want to believe that there are some sort of, I don't know if aliens is necessarily the word. I don't think there's aliens that you see portrayed in movies and in books and all that type of stuff. But I always just wonder if there's like other human species like somewhere out in the universe or something like that. Because I always get roped into those like unsolved mystery shows, and there's so many on like UFOs and aliens, and people claim they've been abducted by aliens and all that stuff. And it's fun and amusing to watch. I don't know how true any of that stuff is, but I'd like to believe that some of it is maybe partially kind of true.
I wonder how much of it scares us to believe it.
Yeah, I think that's another thing, is that, you know, when you think of like War of the Worlds, like people are just like scared to believe this type of stuff. But like, what if aliens come and like try to help you save the planet Earth? I think there's a movie actually that I watched maybe a year or two ago. I'm forgetting what the name is, but people always thought that there's a big spaceship coming to Earth and it's going to kill mankind. But in the meantime, it was just trying to save mankind. So I think, you know, there's definitely that stigma around aliens and stuff. Anyways, I've sort of gone down a loophole here myself. But bottom line is, like, I think that I'd like to believe there is some sort of extraterrestrial activity out there somewhere.
Yeah, aliens out there trying to get the Bill Shackleton vibe, the Buzz vibe.
Exactly. Guys, another really interesting article that I found on the exact same website. So not really a British twist to this one. This one's more of a global perspective on something really unique. Obviously, the weather can have a massive impact on people's emotions and feelings. So, you know, I'm thinking from a sunny day, you might feel maybe a little bit more positive, or in thunderstorms or a cloudy day, you might feel maybe a little bit more bummed out, you know, kind of, in your own little world. So there's a popular video of a storm-themed spa in Milan, Italy, and it has sparked huge debate online. And there's an original video which has surpassed over 12 million views to date on TikTok, and it's divided viewers after a spa room has rocketed into internet stardom. And nobody can agree as to how they feel about it. So I watched this video, and it is a spa. It's somewhere where you typically would go relax. So in some spas, they have hot tubs or steam rooms or maybe even small pools where you can just float and lounge around. This one had a miniature pool. It looked like a little pool that you'd get in, maybe like a 10 by 10. Like, it was really small, like basically big hot tub, but it wasn't steamy and warm. It was somewhere where you can swim or just lounge around in. And it literally had like a storm. It must have been some sort of monitor or projection system that had, you could see the clouds, and inside that room that you were in had rain, and you'd hear a thunderstorm. And some people online are saying that would be amazing. I think I'd have a great time relaxing in this thunderstorm spa. And some people are saying, no way, Jose, like, thunderstorms are horrible. I do not relax in them. Me and my dog are terrified of these types of things. So it really has the internet divided, and it sort of got me thinking. And after watching the video, in a weird way, I think I would find it relaxing. Like, I do typically like storms, as long as they're not like really, really bad where it can damage or there's tornadoes or any of that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But for me, I feel like the rain and maybe a little bit of a crackle of thunder here and there can be kind of relaxing. Obviously, you know, some people might think differently, but for me, I feel like it could be
relaxing. The only thing I wouldn't like is, you know, if it gets, obviously, if you felt like you're getting too cold, too damp, or humidity, yeah, like in that kind of thing, if they tried to make it that much more authentic.
Rum?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of think of, like, you know, just listening to storms and things like that, and how that makes me feel. And I agree, it would be relaxing that way, Jeffy. But the yeah, other real effects of it, I don't know.
The only thing I will say with this is that you would have to essentially pay for this. I don't know if I'd want to pay.
Well, that would leave
I should have started with that.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, that's their spiel. Like, it is so unique. Like, you're not going to be able to find this probably anywhere else in the world. So that's kind of its shtick, is that you can go into this very unique spa like atmosphere that no one else has. And like I said, some people would think that they would love it. But for me, if I'm going to a spa, I'm good just getting a massage or, you know, hanging out in the hot tub or something like that. But well,
you'd get critical about it too, right? Because you really want to feel that it is, you know, like you're falling asleep, covered over with something like a roof, and it's rain and thunder you're listening to, and nobody can bother you, and you're safe, and that's what you're there for. No one's going to interrupt you or anything like that. So of course, that's going to come with a price.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, last one I want to finish off with here is KFC. apparently, the original restaurant, so the founder, so Colonel Sanders himself, bought this house back in the day, and it's up for sale. It isn't a KFC branch, though, and news reports in Shelbyville, Kentucky, say the listing is for the Claudia Sanders Dinner House, a 25,000 square foot restaurant / banquet hall that sits on a 3-acre property. With the building and land comes a trademark and likeness of Claudia Sanders and her name, as well as memorabilia from the Sanders family. The sale also includes a 5,000 square foot home where the Sanders lived for more than 20 years. The listing doesn't include the price, but it's clear you won't find it on any real estate value menu. The listing agent says any would-be buyers must show proof of having at least $5 million cash on hand. So this is going to go for a pretty penny. But if you want to buy the original Colonel Sanders house where they stayed for 20 plus years, you can buy it in Shelbyville, Kentucky. So make sure you have your $5 million on hand, though.
Wow. You just wonder what the place is like and everything like that, the mystique. But again, it's just a home, just worth a lot of chicken. I mean, ingredients, the special ingredients to make this place, you know. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. That's wonderful. I know you're going to go now, you know, roll some money there and just get ready and think, I think I'll put a bid in. But Rumya, of course, will already have that $5 million in. Take it easy, pal. Yep.
Enjoy the weekend, guys.
You too, Jeff. As Jeff Ryman brings us all the stories for What in the World here on Kelly and Company. And you can tune in for this feature on the second and fourth Thursday, so we say today. Up next, folks, on our book club, we review A Long Way Gone, Memoirs of a Boy Soldier by Ishmael B. with the recommender, George Corcu. Back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Jenny Bovard. Join me monthly for Low Vision Moments, where I speak with awesome guests about some of the amusing things that happen when you're blind or partially sighted. Watch on YouTube or download Low Vision Moments from your favorite podcast distributor.